The potential escalation of the Israel-Iran conflict pressured stocks and lifted oil prices again, though both remained shy of their most extreme levels from Friday's initial drop following the start of hostilities. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% on Tuesday, with most of that downside coming after President Trump began posting threats to Iran and reports said he was considering whether the U.S. might become directly involved in the fight. WTI crude oil prices popped nearly 5% on the day, back above $73 a barrel. That is short of Friday's peak above $74, while Treasury yields sank, pressured in part by a softer retail sales report. Historically, the lead up to military confrontations can cause market jitters, which then often dissipate once an invasion or attack has begun, though investors understandably fear that markets are not positioned to absorb a serious shock after the S&P surged nearly 25% from early April. It's a noisy news backdrop heading into a Federal Reserve decision on Wednesday, which will likely involve no action on rates and a plea for patience as policymakers wait to see how tariffs, a federal budget bill, and geopolitical unrest play upon the Fed's core mission of promoting economic growth and keeping inflation in check. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.